All right, Joel, say good morning. Let us begin by thanking our sponsors, to thank our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Elul, Ed and Faith Wolf, and family for dedicating all of the Shurim and Drashos this month in memory of beloved father, grandfather, great-grandfather, Cyrus Wolf, Shalom Ben Tzvi Hirsch. We thank our Week of Learning sponsors, Alan Wiseman, in memory of his beloved wife, Rita Ruth, Rivka Rachel Bas Zachariah, and Bernie and Sonia Kozlovsky, in honor of the birth of their grandson, Arye Leib Ben Yosef Mordechai, to their children, Penina and Yoi Shecht. We also thank our Dafyomi sponsor today, Hillel Sokolov, in memory of his father, Avram Abba Ben Shmar Yohu Zichron Livracha. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, all of the Neshamos will have an Aliyah and the families a Nechama. And also with that, let us begin. So today's Daf is Lamed Ches 38. We are picking up on Lamed Zayin Beis 37b, Rava Amar, which is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 lines up from the bottom. So the Gemara says as follows. Rava Amar, Rava says, Shiny Hazaz. Well, so remember again, we are still talking about our discussion regarding Breira. Yesh Breira, Ein Breira. Ultimately, again, how do we view these different types of circumstances? Do we allow for retroactive clarification or not? Let me actually just grab, while I'm here, just the Shulchan Aruch, just so we can talk about this. So do we hold the Breira, not hold the Breira? See the marks of things. So Rava comes along. Most remember again, one of the very important, first of all, we'll say on Zoom, you hear me okay? Okay, excellent. Don't hear me? Ah, glad I asked. Okay, thank you, Bennett. Okay, so we'll say, so Rava says, Shiny Hasam, Deba'inan Reishis Shishia Reha Nikaran. So Rava explained that Halacha Lamaisa. So the case that we spoke about yesterday, which was one of the most important cases of yesterday's daf, which was regarding the situation of a person who purchases wine from a kusi, then subsequently has to tithe that wine. So let's say, for example, a person doesn't have the ability to tithe it right now. So can they go ahead and designate, you know, the 10 lugin that I'm going to ultimately separate will be for Meiser. The two lugin will be for Trumas, so on and so forth, without actively separating it. And then Halacha L'Maisa, when they get around to finally separating it, do we apply the concept of Breira? So Breira would say that when you finally do get around to going ahead and separating it, then Halacha L'Maisa, we treat it as a retroactive clarification that which you separated was that which you had mentally designated from the beginning, some time prior. So we discussed that machlokes must be a machlokes about Breira. So Rava says, in fact, it's different. That the reason Rabbi Shimon holds that it doesn't work is not because of Ein Breira. The reason Rabbi Shimon holds that it doesn't work is for something different. Deba'inon, Reishis, Shashia, Rehad, Nikarin. So this is very interesting. Rava says, Rabbi Shimon's position is that when you separate out Trumas and Maisrus, Halacha L'maisa, there must be a clear separation. In other words, there must be something that is taken and something that is left. Literally, again, the leftovers have to be recognizable. So we'll say the logic is that when you separate out Trumas and Maisrus, it only works if there's an active separation. And the definition of an active separation is the removal of one thing and the leaving behind of something else. Take a look at Rashi. Rava Amar, Taimid Rabbi Shimon B'yayin La Mishum Dein Breira. So the reason Rabbi Shimon doesn't like that mental designation of tithes has nothing to do with Breira. Rather, the Gemara says, Deislei Breira, because it's possible Rabbi Shimon does hold to the concept of Breira. Ela Mishum De Kairi Rachmana The Truma Reishes De Gancha V'siroshcha. So rather, we'll say the Torah calls Trumas and Maestras Reishes. Gracious, so the Gemara understands from that. Michlal shetehe muvdelas truma mishia reha b'shashikor. So this is very interesting, because we normally translate gracious as what? As first. So gracious, the Gemara understands that you remove the first, but the first is only called the first if shia reha nikarin, if the leftovers are recognizable. So therefore, we'll say the reason Rabbi Shimon doesn't allow for mental designation of tithes has nothing to do with Breira. It has to do with the technicality regarding tithing. So the Gemara says, The Gemara says, well, is that true? The Gemara says, I'm really a Abaye El Miata. How you the fun of Shnei Rimonim Shel Tefas? We'll say, if that's the case, that Rabbi Shimon requires that when it comes to tithing, that the separation be actively recognizable. If that's truly the case, let's say a person has the following situation. I have two pomegranates in front of me. And what happens? They're both tevel, meaning both two untithed pomegranates. Va'amar, and I say, Im yardu gisham hayom yezit shuma azeh. So I say like this, so it's Wednesday. I say, listen, if it rains today, so pomegranate A will be truma for pomegranate B. Ve'im lo yardu gisham hayom, but if it doesn't rain today, then yehezet truma azeh, the pomegranate B should be truma pomegranate A. So the Gemara says, Hachanami, bein yardu, bein lo yardu, de'im bedvar klum. So again, based on what you said, such a designation should be totally ineffective, right? In other words, that time should be ineffective. Why? Because you just got finished saying that in order for the truma or meiser designation to be effective, it has to be something shishiareha nikarim, that the leftovers are recognizable. There has to be a clear separation. You're removing one thing, leaving something else behind. Well, in this case, you're making a tanai, making a condition, but there's no clear separation, designation, removal, leaving behind. So I guess this case doesn't work. Maybe you'll say, yeah, correct. This case does not work. The Gemara says, well, in a second, how tonight we learned, Trumas Hakri Azeh Umaisrosa Besocho, or Trumas Maiser Zeh Besocho. Suppose, what if you have the following situation? You have a pile of grain, and you make the following statement. Out of this pile of grain, the Maiser is inside of the pile. The Trumas Maiser is inside of the pile. So, mostly what I'm doing over here is, I'm designating, so I have a pile, and I'm designating tithes inside of the pile. Now, I'm not actively separating anything. I'm just designating. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Korah Hashem. Rabbi Shimon says it works. I don't understand. Why does this work? I will say, remember, Rav is coming along and advancing a very simple idea. He's taking us away from the discussion of Breira. You thought the whole thing in the wine case was all about Breira. Nothing to do with Breira. It's a din in Trumas and Maestris. And Rabbi Shimon holds that in order for a separation of Trumas and Maestris to truly be effective, there has to be a separation. And what does separation mean? Something removed, something left behind. Well, now we have a problem, because now I have this case of a pile of grain, and I say, you know what, in this pile of grain, inside of that pile is Meiser. Inside of that pile is Truma. Inside of that pile of Truma is Meiser. And it sounds like it works. So what's going on over here? The rich thing was a shiny house in the Ikasiva. We'll say a pile is different. Why is a pile different? Because the nature of a pile is that halacha lemaisa, there is stuff, there is produce on the sides. Now, what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Dikasio, it's about six lines up in the bottom of Rashi. Shiareha nikarim diihu bisochol kamar. See, Rabbi say there, when you look at that pile, you can see in that pile separate parts. In other words, remember, what's my lashon? My lashon is that I have a pile of grain inside of the pile, is my truma. Inside of my pile is my meiser. Inside. So I'm dafka designating an area inside. What do I know, therefore, is not truma, meiser, trumas, meiser? The produce that is scattered on the periphery of the pile. So since there is a clear part of the pile that is not the tithes, therefore, by definition, even according to Rabbi Shimon, that would work. So the Gemara says, V'bayisim, the other possibility is, here's what I know. What I know is that if I purchase a bottle of wine from the Kusim, and I want to separate out tithes, and I go ahead and I say, you know what? The two lugin that I'm going to separate will be meiser. The three lugin, I don't pay attention to my amounts, just to the concept. The three lugin will be truma. The four lugin that I will ultimately in the future separate will be truma's meiser. So ultimately, again, Rabbi Shimon says that does not work. That does not work. So why does Rabbi Shimon say that does not work? Possibility one, less breira. There's no such thing as retroactive clarification, and therefore, again, you can't. This whole setup doesn't work. Possibility two that Rava just pointed out is that it's flawed tithing, because the way tithing works is you separate one thing and leave behind something else. There has to be a discernibility. What's being taken, what's being left behind that doesn't exist over here. Now, possibility three. Ibai Samekitik Tani Taima. Amol Rabbi Meir, Iyat Amod Shami Yibaka Hanud. V'nimtza Zeh Shol Sel Tval Mafreya. There's another possibility. The other possibility is very practical. you know, we'll say this. Let's say you hold of Brera. It's fine. There's a concern here. The concern here is if you rely on Brera, what happens if the barrel breaks? What happens if the barrel breaks? So let's imagine the following scenario. So I go ahead, I do this whole mental designation, I rely on Brera, I drink the wine, and I'm drinking the wine, I'm enjoying myself, and then what happens? 2 days later, the barrel breaks, and I never had a chance to go ahead and actively separate out any of the tithes. It turns out that what? Retroactively, I ate or drank tevel. So there's a concern about barrel breakage. Barrel breakage, so we'll say, so they said this to Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir said, well, worry about the barrel breakage when the barrel breaks. As essentially what Rabbi Meir is saying is, you don't assume that the barrel is going to break. But we'll say, according to the approach of Rava, that we thought that Rabbi Shimon held that halacha lemaisa, in order for tithing to be effective, you must take some things and leave behind something else. What's the nature of this exchange? Hachi kamar, this is what they said. Lidi dun, according to us, ba'inan reishas shiar nikarin. According to us, right, Rabbi Shimon, so we hold, in order for tithing to be effective, it has to satisfy very specific criteria. Takes tithes, leave behind everything else. Lidi dach, but according to you, top of Lamed Ches, Iya tamod l'shema yibake hanud, are you not concerned that maybe the barrel will break and the individual will end up drinking tevel? Nimtza'ata, v'nimtza'ata sholso tval mafreya, Amrlem, he responded to them, l'cheshei yibake. Ultimately, again, when the barrel breaks, we'll worry about it then. So just interestingly enough, a fundamental life machlokes as well. Do you worry about barrel breakage or not? Rabbi says a fundamental machlokes as to how to approach life. So some people, when planning or when deciding whether or not to undertake certain endeavors, are masters at highlighting every single thing that can go wrong. And then they decide, should I do it or should I not? So what's the cloud gadol in life is, if you highlight, if you identify every single thing that could go wrong in any life situation, the only logical thing to do is nothing. is nothing. Sorry, could the barrel break? Absolutely the barrel could break. Mamish, it could happen any moment. Oh, so if the barrel could break, well, so why should I even... Are there other people who understand? The Chesheba Ke'enud, Rabbi say, is not an approach that ignores the realities of life. It's just an approach that says, I can't plan for every single contingency. I can't plan for every single what if, because there's an endless stream of what ifs. All I could do is take responsible action. All I could do is be a responsible individual. If the barrel does indeed break, I will try my best to manage that situation later on. An incredible, incredible, not just machlokes by barrels, but ultimately, again, machlokes by life as well. So we'll say, I just want to close. So that's the second. So how do we paskin when it comes to Brera, specifically by Erevin? So we'll say, we already know this because you're Bikiyim and Shas. So you know, ultimately, again, the machlokes of Yesh Brera is a Shas machlokes, right? It's a Shas machlokes. And there's actually not like a one decision, Yesh Brera, ain't Brera. In fact, the circumstances depend on each particular case. But interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch here, this is in Taf Yud Gimel. What about Brera by an Erev, right? Because that's really what we're a little bit more focused on. So remember, again, the case of Brera by an Erev comes up, that I want to go ahead and I want to put out two Erevin. Right? I want to put out one to the east, one to the west, because I'm not sure where I want to go. And it's only going to be on Shabbos that I'm going to decide where I want to go. So we'll say, that absolutely relies on the concept of Brera. So remember again, what that does is then on Shabbos morning, when I hear that, oh, you know, this great Rav is coming from the east, I want to go hear his shir, I decide I'm going east, then Brera says, it's retroactively clarified that the Erev I wanted Ben Hashmashas on Erev Shabbos, or Ben Hashmashas Shabbos, was the east Erev. So does that work or not? So what says, so the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, he says as follows, here it is. This is in 7 Taf Yud Gimel. There's only one sif. So listen to this. He frames it in the following. V'niach shnei eruvim va'amar li osa tzad shi yava achacham yikneli eruv l'ruach shav achacham Kornelo. So we'll say, so the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that halacha lemaisa, yesh breira. Yesh breira, by an Eruv. And if you put down an Eruv in multiple locations, because you don't know which direction you want to go, and then on Shabbos day, you decide you want to go east, you want to go west, you could rely on that Eruv. It's retroactively clarified that the Eruv that you activated ben Hashmashos was the Eruv in the direction in which you choose to travel. So, and the Mishnah Berurah comments on this. He says, Dile inyan mil the kaima lanabos is very interesting. So we'll say, so therefore the Shulchan Aruch is paskening yesh breira by an eruv. But the Mishnah Berurah gives a very important qualification. It says the kaima lan le inyan milsa dirabanan yesh breira. So see, remember we had this discussion in yesterday's daf, 2 days ago also. So can we say that maybe somebody holds yesh breira by dirabanans, in breira by the raisas? So the Gemara kind of negated it, but we see that that absolutely is a possibility. So the Mishnah Berurah understands over here that the reason why we hold yesh breira by eruv is because we hold that ultimately, again, eruv is dirabanan, and therefore halacha lemaisa yesh breira by dirabanan. So good. So just good to know. So this concept of creating multiple eruvim, not deciding until Shabbos day which way I want to use, halacha lemaisa works. Beautiful. Let's go back to it. Says the Mishnah. What's another fascinating Mishnah? Rabbi Eliezer Omer. This Mishnah is very halacha lemaisa because this is the way Yom Tov Shabbos falls out this year. Listen to this. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Yom Tov HaSamach LeShabbos. If Yom Tov falls out right next to Shabbos, Bein Milafon HaBein Lameh Achareha, whether before Shabbos or after Shabbos, Ma'arev Adam Shnei Eruvim. So we'll say the interesting discussion that's going to come up over here is as follows. I want to make an Eruv for Yom Tov and for Shabbos. So the Shaila is going to be, this is a number of Shailas we're going to see. But the question is, can you make one Eruv which covers both days? Or does each day need its own Eruv? As we're going to see, this is the fundamental machlokes regarding, are the Kiddushos of Shabbos and Yom Tov, is that considered to be one Kiddusha or two Kiddushos? Is it one extended period of holiness, or is it two individual juxtaposed periods of holiness? We'll see the nafkamina. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Yom Tov HaSamach LeShabbos Bein Milfan Bein Milacharel, when Yom Tov falls out next to Shabbos, whether Yom Tov falls out on Friday, or whether Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, Ma'arev Adam Shnei Eruvin. A person must make two Eruvin. When we say a person must make two Eruvim, this is assuming you want an Eruv. Of course, you don't have to make an Eruv if you don't want to. But Lamai said this is an Eruv Tchumen we're talking about over here. Right? So a person has to make two Eruvim. And what does he say? So the Gemara says, Va'omer, Eruv Berishon Mizrach, Ubishemim Amarev. And he could say, the Eruv of my first day is to the east, the Eruv of my second day is to the west. Berishon Amarev Bishen LeMizrach, or my Eruv on the first day is to the west, second day to the east. Eruve Berishon, or I want an Eruv on the first day. Ubisheni Kibnei Iri, or ultimately again, affirm, or on the second day, I want to be like the residents of my city. Rabbos, remember again, we spoke about this yesterday. The greatness of an Eruv is that it extends your Tchum another 2,000 Amas. The detriment of an Eruv is that you lose 2,000 amma mobility in every single other direction. This is incredibly important. So we'll say, the idea over here is that halacha lemaisa, once you choose, like we spoke about yesterday, once you choose to extend in one direction, you lose out in other directions. So a person might say, you know what, on day number one, I want an Eruv to the east. On day number two, I don't know where I'm going. So therefore, I'd like to be literally like the residents of my city, which means I have 2,000 ammas in every single direction. Ubisheni kibneiri, eruv ubisheni, or I want my eruv on the second day. Uberishon kibneiri, on the first, I want to be like the residents of my city. So we'll say, what's the idea over here? If you look at Rashi, vaomer eruvi, you see that Rashi, that divrei amaschil. If you look in the second line of that Rashi, which is the last of the wide lines, dekasavar Rabbi Eliezer, Shabbos v'yomtov lav kichad yoma arichuninu el shtei kedushos. Ulechol chad yoma isle chad the shvisa, ubechol chad the mikne le shvisa le ezit tashias. So we'll say, Rabbi Eliezer holds that halacha lemaisa, Yom Tov and Shabbos are two different kiddushos. Two different kiddushos, which means that you must make a separate eruv for each of those days. Right? That's halacha lemaisa. Each day requires its own eruv. So the Gemara says, therefore, good. That's the idea to remember. Shtei kedushas. Lav kichad yom aricha ala shtei kedushas. Chum the chum say no. O ma'ariv l'ruach achas. O eno ma'ariv kol ikar. Chum say no. Choose a direction. You could choose one Eruv direction for both days, or don't make an Eruv at all. So the Gemara says, Ketzad Yaseh, so what should you do? Malicho Barishon, you could bring your Eruv on the first day, which I will say again, so let's assume for a moment we're dealing with, let's say, a Friday Shabbos, Friday being Yom Tov and then Shabbos. So what do? Thursday afternoon, you take your Eruv, Ketzad Yaseh, Malicho Barishon, you take your Eruv on the first day. Now, first day really means here, Erev Yom Tov, then you go ahead, you bring the food to the Makom Shavisa, to the place where you want to establish your domicile. You wait there until dark. Now, we'll say again, important point. Remember, we spoke about this yesterday. There are two different ways to establish a Makom Shavisa, right? Two different ways to establish a domicile. Either to go ahead and actually be physically present somewhere, or to deposit your food somewhere. If you deposit your food somewhere, you don't need to stay there. If you stay somewhere, right, if you literally your physical presence is somewhere, you don't need food. You'll see, but the Mishnah here kind of is bringing everything together and saying, what do? You take your food with you on Thursday afternoon, Erev Yom Tov. Umach Shechalov, you wait in that place until dark, thereby establishing your domicile. Vinotlo ubalo. And then I will say, what do? After it gets dark, so now it's Thursday night, it's Yom Tov, you take your food back with you. Now, again, why are you taking your food back with you? Because in this case, you need to make another Eruv on Friday afternoon. So because of that, you just want to use the same food. So you remember, you don't have to take the food back with you. It's just saying it's a good idea because you can reuse the food. Take the food back with you. Ubalo b'sheni. Then you come back on Friday afternoon, I will say, which is now Yom Tov, Erev Shabbos. Mach shechalov. Once again, you remain with your food until dark, thereby establishing your Erev for Shabbos. V'ochlo, and Abba said, now you eat the food on Friday evening. Now, why do you eat the food? Because the assumption is you can't carry it back. That's the assumption. So because you can't carry it back, you don't have to eat it. You could also just leave it there if you want. But the Gemara is assuming a person is not going to want to waste. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, they eat it. V'nimtza, and if you do this, nimtza mistaker behalichaso umistaker be'iruva. And I will say, if you do this, ultimately, again, what happens? It turns out that halacha lemaisa, you will establish your makum shavisa for both days and establish your era for both days. Okay, nechal berishon eruva lerishon. We'll say, what happens if you deposit an eruv for the first day? So Thursday afternoon, I deposit an eruv. And what happens? Let's say in this case, I went ahead and I left the food there. Then I come back Friday afternoon because I want to reestablish my Erev for Shabbos, let's say. And it turns out that the food has been eaten. So what's the halacha? Necha barishon, eruva l'rishon. Ultimately, again, the Erev works for the first day. Ve'en eruva l'sheni. But then the Erev will not work for the second day. Amar lehen Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says to them, modim atem li shein shtei kedusha. So this is actually very interesting because the Mishnah is a bit confusing. Because on one hand, let's follow the structure over here. On one hand, I have the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is very clear. Shabbos and Yom Tov are two different kedushos, right? They're two different entities. And therefore, again, each day needs its own Eruv. That's it. The Chachamim come along and the Chachamim seem to say that no, Shabbos and Yom Tov are one entity. They're one entity. V'harai, the Chum say, you gotta choose one direction for your Shabbos Yom Tov Erev. One direction. Choose to the east, choose to the west, but at the end of the day, one direction. But then the Mishnah goes into a whole discussion regarding the fact that you have to make an Erev on the first day, you have to make an Erev on the second day, or say you have to make an Erev on Erev Yom Tov, you have to make an Erev on Erev Shabbos. If the Erev is eaten on the first day, it doesn't work. For the second day, so Rabbi Eliezer says, I don't understand. Chachamim, it sounds like you're saying that Shabbos and Yom Tov are two different days. So we're going to have to reconcile the position of the Chachamim, says the Gimara, Lamed Chesed and Aleph the Gimara, Ruach Achos Mainihu, Lishnei Yomim. So we'll say, remember again, so what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah, when the Chum say, for Shabbos and Yom Tov, you must choose one direction. You can't make an Erev on the first day to the east and an Erev on the second day to the west. Rather, you must choose one direction. So what does one direction mean? For 2 days. Right? One Erev for both days. L'shnei yomim ayinu. When it says, and then they say, we'll say, if you look at Lashon HaChum, the Chum say, O ma'ariv l'ruach achos, O eina ma'ariv kolikar. O ma'ariv l'shnei yomim, O eina ma'ariv kolikar. So the Chum say, you have to choose one direction and one Erev for both days. The Gemara is just pointing out, that lashon is repetitive, right? One direction means one direction for 2 days. 2 days means one direction for both days. So why do you have to mention both of those phrases? So the Gemara says, "Hainu kamaisa." It's a repetitive phrase. In other words, ruach achas, one direction, and shtei yam in both days is repetitive. Why do I need both of those lashonos? We'll say, watch this. Now a bit of clarification. Hachi kamar le rabbanon Rabbi Eliezer. So this is what the rabbanon was saying to Rabbi Eliezer. Ia tam moda. Shein ma'arvan liyom echad. Chetziyav l'tzafon. V'chetziyav l'adar. We'll say, watch this. The Chacham say to Rabbi Eliezer, don't you agree? Let's say on Thursday, Friday Yom Tov. Don't you agree that on Thursday evening, you can't make one Erev, let's say to say, I'm going to make one Erev from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. And that Erev is going to go east. And then I'm going to make a second Erev from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. And that Erev is going to go west. Rabbi Eliezer, don't you agree with that? Amar lahem aval. And he said to them, yes. So they chacham say back, "Kishem shein ma'arvin liyom echad chetzi l'dorim chetzi l'tzafon." So the rabbanon want to say, the chacham want to say the same way that you can't make two different eruvim for one day. Kach ein ma'arvin l'shnei yamim yom echad l'mizrach v'yom echad l'mayrav. So too, you cannot make two eruvs for 2 days of Shabbos and Yom Tov, one to the east, one to the west. And Rabbi Eliezer will say that's not a fair comparison. Hasam kiddusha achos. We'll say, yes, Rabbi Eliezer says, of course you can't make two Eruvim for one day. Why? Because we'll say, that's one Kiddusha. That's one period of time. In other words, everyone agrees that an Eruv could only make one Eruv per defined period of time. So again, if you make an Eruv is effective for a day. There's no such thing as splitting the day. However, Hacha based Kiddushos. But here Rabbi Eliezer says, which is Rabbi Eliezer's Shita in the Mishnah, Shabbos and Yom Tov is not one extended period of Kiddusha. Shabbos and Yom Tov are two different entities. And because they are two different entities, therefore, again, one could make two Eruvim, one for the first day to the east, one for the second day to the west. So now, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says back to the Chachamim, let me ask you guys a question. Iyatem modim, shim irev baraglav biyom rishon, ma'ari baraglav biyom sheni. So Chachamim, don't you agree that if a person made an Eruv, so we'll say in this case over here, what it means is he made his Eruv with his physical presence. Right? Let's say again, he showed up to the Makom Shvisa on Thursday afternoon, Erev Yom Tov. So Chacham, don't you agree that if he showed up to establish his domicile on Erev Yom Tov with his body, that he has to come back, Ma'ar Biragla B'Yom Sheni, that he has to reestablish his domicile on Friday afternoon or Friday evening to make an Eruv for Shabbos? Similarly, don't you agree? Nechale ruva biyom rishon and yotze alav biyom sheni. Don't you also agree that halacha lemaisa, if the eruv was consumed on Friday, it won't work for Shabbos? Amru lo aval. So the Chum say yes, we agree to that. So the Rebbe says, I don't understand. Halai beis kedushas hein. So Rebbe says chachamim, but then you agree with me. And Rebbe say, remember, if you really hold that Shabbos and Yom Tov is one kedusha, then while it's true that you could only establish an Erev in one direction, right? One direction for both days. But what does it allow you to do? What does it allow you to do? Create your Erev when? Once on Thursday afternoon, once on Bein HaShemashos of Yom Tov, and that Erev should take you the entire time. I was about to say, if you hold this Kiddusha Achas, one elongated period of Kiddusha, then all you really need to do is make one Erev at the onset of that prolonged period of Kiddusha, and that Erev should work the entire time. Not only that, but if for some reason your Erev was consumed over the course of the first day, that shouldn't make any difference. Once you lock it in Bein HaShemashos of Thursday evening, Erev Yom Tov, the Erev should work for the entire extended two-day period. So Rabbi Eliezer saying to the Chachamim, your Shita is not consistent. Meaning, you're disagreeing with me, and you're saying that Halacha Lamaisa, no, you can only choose one direction for both days, but yet, you are requiring a reestablishment of the Erev Thursday afternoon and Friday afternoon. And you're also saying that if the Erev is consumed sometime on Friday, that Erev doesn't work for Shabbos. So it sounds like you really hold that Shabbos and Yom Tov are not one prolonged period of Kiddusha, but in fact are two Kiddushos. To which the Gemara says, V'rabbanan safuki misapkaluhu. Oh, both said the Rabbanan and Mesopak, they weren't sure, whereas Rabbi Eliezer was 100% sure that Shabbos and Yom Tov represent two different periods of Kiddusha. the Rabbanon were not sure. So because they were not sure, therefore what? V'hacha l'chumra, v'hacha l'chumra. Therefore, we'll say they go l'chumra in both cases. Look at Rashi. Rashi says over here, "V'avdi hacha l'chumra, den yochala ari l'shnei ruchos, dil machad l'kiddushi." So therefore they say, you cannot make an Erev in two different directions for Yom Tov and Shabbos, because maybe it's one prolonged period of Kiddusha. But on the other hand, they're also machmir that if what? That if halacha l'maisa, the Erev is in on day one, it is ineffective for day two. So it turns out that whereas Rabbi Eliezer is quite resolute in his shita that halacha l'maisa, Shabbos and Yom Tov are two kiddushos, the Rabbanon were mesubak. The Rabbanon were unsure, they were doubtful, and therefore ruled l'chumra in each case. Very interesting. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Eliezer," said back to Rabbi Eliezer, "Iatamode Hashem Avin b'tchila miYom Tov leShabbos." So that's actually very interesting. So the Rabbanon say to Rabbi Eliezer, "Do you not agree? Don't you agree? Shema Avin b'tchila." Now, what does this mean? Look at Rashi for just a moment. "Iatamode Hashem Avin b'tchila miYom Tov leShabbos imlo irav bin Hashmashos shel erev Yom Tov." So we'll say, they raise a very interesting point. Rabbi Eliezer, don't you agree? Let's say someone didn't make an Erev on Thursday Ben Hashmashos. They did not make an Erev Erev Yom Tov. Don't you agree that that person cannot then make an Erev on Friday afternoon Yom Tov for Shabbos? So what does that show you? So listen to this. So you see, Rabbi Eliezer, don't you agree that Allah says somebody didn't make an Erev on Thursday afternoon, Erev Yom Tov, that they can't then decide to make an Erev on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Don't you agree with that? And they know Rabbi Eliezer agrees. And Rabbi Eliezer says, Amar lahen aval. Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, I agree. Halai kiddush achasi. Oh, that's a proof, Rabbi Eliezer, that you don't hold that it's two kiddushos. You hold that it's one prolonged period of kiddusha. Because we're both, remember again, if Shabbos and Yom Tov were in fact two kiddushos, then even if for some reason you didn't make an Erev on Erev Yom Tov, you should be able to make an Erev on Erev Shabbos. The fact that Rabbi Eliezer says if you didn't make an Erev on Erev Yom Tov, that you cannot make an Erev on Erev Shabbos indicates to us that he holds it as one kiddush. Rabbi Eliezer, hasa mishum hachana. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, we'll say there's an issue of hachana. That if you go ahead and you make an Erev on Erev Yom Tov, on Erev Yom Tov for Shabbos, and you didn't make an Erev already before Yom Tov itself, it has the appearance ultimately again of Hachana, of preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Tanu Rabbanan, so the Gemara goes weiter. Irei beraglav biyom rishon, if a person establishes damasal with his physical presence on the first day, meaning Thursday afternoon, Erev Yom Tov, ma'arei beraglav biyom sheni, you can go ahead, you could do so again on the second day. Ne'echali ruva biyom rishon, if your Erev was consumed on the first day, ein yotze alav biyom sheni divrei Rebbe. These are the words of Rebbe. Rabbi Huda, this is what say. Rebbe is the same shita of as Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Huda says, Amud Beis, Hare ze chamar gamo. So also Rabbi Huda says, in these cases where halacha lemaisa, let's say you lost the Erev, so ultimately again, about that lashon of chamar gamo, which means you will only have the common areas in between the Erev that was and the bnei ir Erev. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Amil, Rabbi Shimon ben Shabbi Yochanan, Abroka Omrim, Ilei Bragla Barishon, Ein Ma'ari Baraglov B'Sheni. So here you have Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, says that no, once you establish an Erev on Erev Yom Tov, Thursday, you need not make another Erev on Friday, which would seem to indicate what? Kiddusha Achos, one elongated period of Kiddusha. Nechol Erev B'Yom Rishon, similarly again, if your Erev was eaten on day one, Yotzei Alav B'Sheni, ultimately, again, the halacha is you can rely on it for the second day. So once again, you begin to see it's the same machlokas. But interestingly enough, it turns out that whereas in the Mishnah, it wasn't such a stark machlokas, because you had Rabbi Eliezer certain that it's shtei kedushos, it's two different independent periods of holiness, and the Rabbanan were mesupak, the Rabbanan are not sure. We'll say, here you see, they know it's a real machlokas, people taking different sides. Amar Rav said, halacha kidalitz kinim alalu. Rav says that the halacha follows these four elders. We're going to list them in just a moment. Valiba to Rabbi Eliezer. And these four elders, holy Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar Beis Kiddushos Hein. We'll say, the halacha follows these four elders, holy Rabbi Eliezer, namely that Shabbos and Yom Tov are two different periods of Kiddusha. And who are they? Elohim Dalas Kenim, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Baroka, Rabbi Eliezer bar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Stimsoi. V'ikadamri, others say Chaimina Rabbi Elazar. Others say that one of the four sages was Rabbi Elazar. U'meifik Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Stimsoi. And they would remove Rabbi Yehuda bar Stimsoi from the list. So both say. So again, so therefore, four elders who hold like Rabbi Eliezer, namely that Shabbos and Yom Tov are two periods of Kedusha. I v'harab Shimon lever Rabbi Shlomo bar Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka. We have on record of Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel held the opposite, namely that Shabbos and Yom Tov is one period of Kiddusha. Efoch, just switch the Shitas. You have them recorded incorrectly. Right? They actually hold Shtei Kiddushas. Ihachi, Hainu Rebbe. So I'll say if that's the case, then again, all four of these elders are saying the same thing as Rebbe, because Rebbe also held, like the last line on Lamed Chesed Nav, Rebbe also held that it's two Kiddushas. Ema v'chein amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. In Achinam will say after you state Rebbe, you also should read it v'chein amar. So to said all of these Akanim. I v'lech shav nami Rebbe. So why don't you include Rebbe in the list of the four elders who held that it's two kedushos? Rebbe tani lava lo savala. But say Rebbe quoted this ruling, but he himself did not subscribe to it. In other words, so Rebbe apparently himself held that it's actually Kiddusha Achas, one period of Kiddusha, but he quoted the opinion that it's two periods of Kiddusha. Rabbanan nami tani lo, v'lo sfir lo. The Rabbanan also quoted this, that there's the concept of two Kiddushas, but they didn't seem to hold of it as well. Rav Gimara Gamir. I will say Rav had a Mesora. The Rabbanan were Mesupak. Rav had a Mesora that there was a Shita like this, that Shabbos and Yom Tov ultimately again were two kiddushos. Kinach nafshei d'Rav Huna. When Rav Huna passed away, ayil Rav Chista lemeimra lemirma d'Rav adirav. So I'll say when Rav Huna passed away, Rav Chista came to the base medrash and he came to resolve certain contradictory rulings of Rav. Mi amar Rav halacha kidal zekin of Ali b'Rav Elazar dem shtei kiddushos. Saying, did Rav really say that the halacha follows the four elders? The four elders. And therefore, Shabbos and Yom Tov are two kiddushos. Did he really say that? V'ha itmar. But yet, Rav also said, Shabbos v'Yom Tov, Rav amar nolda bazeh, asura bazeh. Well, say, Beitza, right? Beitza shenolda b'Yom Tov. Rav said that when you have an egg, when the chicken lays an egg on Shabbos, it's asura on Yom Tov, or vice versa. The Rav said, now, what does that show you? What does that show you? So Rav said, if Shabbos and Yom Tov were really two kiddushos, then ultimately, again, although when the chicken lays the egg on Yom Tov, it's Asr for Yom Tov, it should be Mutar on Shabbos, and vice versa. If it's two different periods of Kiddusha, it must be because Rav holds, if the egg is Asr, both on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that must mean that what? That Halacha L'Maaseh, it's one prolonged period of Kiddusha. To which the Gemara says, so in other words, Amar Rabba Hasa Mishum Hachana. No, that case is different, Rabbi Osai, because of Hachana. Because when the chicken lays the egg, ultimately, again, on, let's say, Shabbos, there's an issue ultimately. The issue is that the issue is one of hachana of preparation. That ultimately, again, we view that as Shabbos preparing for Yom Tov or Yom Tov preparing for Shabbos. To which the Gemara says, Desanya, because we learned, the Pasuk says, by the man. And it was on the sixth day, they would receive a double portion of man and they would prepare the man for Shabbos. Chol mechan l'Shabbos v'chol mechan l'Yom Tov. You could prepare from a weekday to Shabbos or a weekday to Yom Tov. Ve'ein Yom Tov mechan l'Shabbos, but Yom Tov can't go ahead and prepare for Shabbos. Ve'ein Shabbos mechin l'Yom Tov, and Shabbos can't prepare for Yom Tov. Therefore, Abosai, the issue of Beitza Shenolda b'Yom Tov, the reason why halacha l'maisa, it's going to be prohibited. It's going to be prohibited for both days. Ultimately, again, is because of an issue of hachana, an issue of preparation from Shabbos to Yom Tov, or from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Amar li Abaye Elohad Disnan. But what about the following? Keitzad, who owes it, what should he do? Molicha b'rishon amach shechalov. So we'll say, what does he do with the air? If he takes it on Thursday afternoon, he waits till it gets dark with it. V'not lo ubalo, then he brings it home. B'sheni mach shechalov v'ochlo. On the second day, he brings it back. Waits till it gets dark and eats it in his place. Ubalo. Ah, ha kamechin miyom tov l'Shabbos. Well, say, I don't understand. You're telling me now that there's an issue of hachana, an issue of preparing from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Isn't what the Mishnah itself suggesting a din of hachana? Well, say, listen, remember again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, according to the four elders, according to Rabbi, so Shabbos and Yom Tov are two kiddushos, which means you must prepare a separate Erev on Yom Tov and a separate Erev on Shabbos. How do you prepare your Erev for Shabbos? Well, say, how do you prepare it? You bring your food on Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, which is Erev Shabbos. You wait until it gets dark and you eat it. Isn't that hachana? Isn't that preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos? Amar li Rabba, Rabba says, Mi sav risof hayom kona Erev? Do you think it's the end of the day Do you think it's the end of the day? Name the Rabosai. Do you think it's the end of Yom Tiv, right? The beginning of Eid HaShemashos that affects the Eruv or that causes the Eruv to be effective? Tchila Sayom Kona. In fact, Halacha Lemaisa, it's the beginning of Shabbos, the end of Ben HaShemashos that in fact goes ahead and creates the effectiveness of the Eruv. V'Shabbos Mechina Liatzma. And Shabbos, in fact, is preparing itself. We'll say, this is really quite a fascinating idea. It's only Hachana if Yom Tov prepares for Shabbos. What the Gemara is really saying over here is, when does an Eruv take effect? We had this Machlokis 2 days ago. When does the Eruv take effect? The Eruv doesn't take effect at the beginning of Ben HaShemashos, which would be Yom Tov. The Eruv takes effect ultimately, again, at the end of Ben HaShemashos, which is what? Which is Shabbos. So it turns out that Halacha Lemaisa, it's not really Yom Tov preparing for Shabbos, but rather it's Shabbos preparing for itself. And we'll have to stop over here. We're going to pick up with this Hachana discussion in Meretz Hashem tomorrow morning. Shkach, yeah.